Welcome to the Morning Express Show podcast. My name is Daniel Swain. I'm an agency owner who creates websites, mobile applications, accessibility options, marketing, and search engine optimization strategies, and content updates for my clients. My agency is called JDS Web Design, and we are located at jdswebdesign.com. And we create products for two niches, faith-based organizations and nonprofit organizations. This podcast is about the lifestyle of an agency owner. We'll include some stories and some tales. I would appreciate if you would listen to my podcast, and hopefully you will download and share it on all your platforms. Also, I try to respond to all comments and questions on my website as well as on my podcast. Blessings, Daniel. This is going to be episode zero, a second take at it. I started a podcast a couple years ago and found really quickly that the way to have a successful podcast is consistency, and that's one of the things that I did like. So I'm going to start this one sort of back over in 2024. I attempt to get a podcast out on a regular basis, maybe two a week. I think that would be sufficient for me. But in this episode zero, I just really want to talk about my journey and how I got into being an agency owner or the entrepreneur life. Back in August of 2007, I unfortunately got the thanks, but no thanks, from an organization that I'd been a part of for many, many years. Looking back on it, it probably was a good decision for both parties, myself as well as my company at the time. And I can't complain about the success that I've had, and I have ran into some past colleagues, and it appears that my former company is also trending in the correct direction. But once I got that thanks but no thanks, I quickly realized that I needed to do something, find another job, go back to school, do something. And I quickly realized that while being laid off or not having employment is never a good time, but August was the worst time, especially if you're trying to go back to school. And so I just decided that I would take a couple months off, do some reflections. I had a nice severance package. I discussed it with my wife and my kids at the time, and just felt like, hey, this is what August do. Fast forward a week or two later, my neighbor at the time, he had been laid off about 6 months earlier, and he was starting his own company. And we were in his backyard enjoying some adult spirits, and he gets a phone call. And in the middle of that phone call, he starts swearing and saying all types of profanity type words, and then my neighbor, he's the least likely of individuals to cuss, swear. And so after he hung up, me and my other buddy that were back there, other neighbor, we said, who was that? And he's like, well, it's my web designer, and he's created my website, and it's horrible. And we need to launch this within the next 30 days. And so at that point, we kept badgering him, and he finally showed it to us. And I don't know if it was the adult beverages or just the moment of relaxation, because not having a job and a wife and several kids is very stressful. Something came out of my mouth that I tried to pull back, but it was too late, in which I said to him that, hey, you know, I build websites. I've been doing it in the lobby, but I can make a way better website than that. He quickly asked me for some examples I gawped in fear that my neighbors would laugh at me. But I brought up my latest project and what I was just playing around with. My neighbor offered me $2,500, and that began my company, JDS Web Design. That was over 16 years ago. And it has been a wonderful journey. I spent many years trying to figure out what type of companies would I build websites for, processes of getting new clients, how to get new clients. I spoke about that several times. I put some descriptions from WordCamps. If you don't know about WordCamp, what WordCamp is, it's a conference for individuals who use the WordPress platform. And, you know, it gives you the ability to speak, to go and listen to individuals to tell their story, or talk about whether it's developments, design, marketing, search engines, all types of things that can better benefit your online presence. So I got an opportunity to speak about, you know, how to get your second client. And again, I'll link that into the bios. But that started JDS Web Design. I'm going to really try to keep my podcast relatively short, anywhere between the 10 minutes and no more than 20 minutes long. So won't bore you too much more into the details, but will say that after I did create my website for my neighbor, it took me about 3 weeks, and super satisfied. Matter of fact, he had it up from 2007 till around 2020. I finally was able to convince him that we needed to shore it up, and we did shore it up with a redesign, and that redesign was done in 2020, and it's been up for about 3 years now, and I'm still trying to convince him to let's re-up it again, and so we'll see. He's told me that we'll probably do it this year. Looking forward to doing it again. It's interesting when I see the first design and even the second design and how my skill levels have changed tremendously. Also, just want to take and talk a little bit about after I did create that website, I did start thinking about, hey, do I know the standards in my particular field? There is no, it's not like you're a pharmacist. Anyone can say that they are a agency owner, if they have any level of skills, any level of knowledge, they can do it. But I wanted to make sure that my skill levels were in compliance. I did take a couple community educational courses, learning about web standards, accessibility, and things of that nature way back in 2007. I've continued to take courses. I've continued to read books. I've done a lot of things that just wanted to make sure that from a technical standpoint, I was doing the right things. Having done all these type of things has really helped to grow my business. I'll talk a lot about that in upcoming podcasts, as well as I did mention that I've spoke at WordCamp. But also I'm a part of the community of WordCamp. And that's been really helpful too, because I get a chance to speak to the owners on a daily basis. I get to mentor some what I would consider newbies and let them know some of the pitfalls. How do you structure your contract? Do you start working before you get a signed contract? How do you do your payment gateway? What type of things do you look for to see if the client or the prospective is a scope creep and that the scope never changes? I've got some good stories on how I was able to avoid those. I got some bad stories on how what seemed like a really good client turned into a client where the expectations were unrealistic. So those are some of the things that I've been talking about. Again, just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. Episode 0, second take. I'm Daniel Swain. Good morning. Morning Espresso podcast, and I'm the agency owner of JDS Web Design.